Whether a bomb explodes or a fertilizer plant, for a surgeon, there's not much of a difference. Dr. Michael Foreman has treated both types of injuries. He's director of the Division of Trauma at Baylor Medical Center in Dallas. He says in both types of blasts, damage is typically caused by flying fragments.
If you're struck by a nail that somebody put into their pipe bomb versus a nail that was sitting in a board, you know, at the place in West that got blown out and strikes you, there's really no difference in those injuries other than the intent of the injury.
Foreman says in an explosion, like in a tornado, even tiny pieces of metal can become dangerous projectiles.
You know, you can think about it, it's a giant shotgun that's, you know, shooting these projectiles out in a random fashion. They tear tissue, they stretch tissue, they lacerate things.
Treating blast injuries can be more complicated than treating, say, a stab or bullet wound. Dr. Foreman explains someone who's been near an explosion is likely to have multiple wounds, perhaps dozens. The specific debris or projectile that caused the damage, though, isn't what he pays attention to in the operating room.
You treat the wound, you don't treat the weapon.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.